Blog Talk Radio.
TM Worldwide Radio on the air. I'm going to be in and out on this one. Decided to do a quick little talk in regards to an event that myself and also Majida of Majida Models and Talent Consulting has decided to create. It's called Industry Connections, and the slogan is "Get what you need now, not later." And one of the reasons this is happening is something I've had planned like maybe 5 years ago, literally. But I've never really got to the point where I really, you know, how can I say this? I'm tired. I never got to the point where I could implement it the way I wanted to. And plus, I was just busy. I was just that busy to where I couldn't really push it. I've had people utilize it, though, in small cases, you know, bits and pieces here and there, but never fully. So let's talk about that. Of course, you can visit my website, www.imtmworldwide.com. Today is now a call-in show. If I see a caller, I might let them in, but I'm not pumping this as a call-in show at all. This is strictly informational in regards to industry connections. Industry Connections, of course, has to do something about industry, right? Well, which one? Entertainment. You have people who go to castings and auditions and that they go there unprepared. They propose that they are pursuing a particular career, whether it be a model or actor or musician or a wardrobe artist, makeup artist, or hairstylist, and they do not have anything to show that they can do what they say they can do. How many times will you go to a hairstylist and not see any of their work? How many times would you go to a barber and have no evidence that he can actually cut hair? How many times will you go to a department store and just buy something without trying it on? Right? And so why would a person who has money for a particular job that they say they want someone to fill not require anything of you to prove that you can do it, a.k.a. a resume? It's just like anything else, folks. You have to be able to give a person a chance to make a mistake, because even if they hire you, it doesn't mean you're going to do a good job, does it? But at a certain point, they have to have a good feeling in their belly, in their head, to say, you know what, we hire this person, we hire this young man, this young woman, we're going to get return on our investment. Because in essence, you also are supposed to be trying to do this to get paid. It's not a hobby, trying to be a model or actor or musician or anything else in the entertainment industry. Gas costs a lot of money now, doesn't it? Does it make sense to pay $3 a gallon for gas, drive 30 miles to go somewhere, and then you show up and all you have are pictures on your camera phone? Doesn't make any sense. Okay? It doesn't make any sense to not know what to do. That's part of it also. It's not just having everything. You might have great headshots and portfolio and a reel for your acting and great music and things of that nature. But then if you get there and you still don't even know how to really speak for yourself or ask questions if you need to, if they ask you, do you have any questions, and you just stand there looking crazy, what are you doing? What are those, right? So what is Industry Connections all about? First of all, it's going to be a tour. We're going to go to multiple cities. Right now I have talked to some people in different cities in Georgia. one city in Ohio, one city in Florida currently. And whether or not we start this year or go into next year, I'm not sure just yet. It just depends who are serious. But let me read you the article that's actually on my website that will give you an outline of what and of what industry connections is all about, the why to an extent. So that way, if you're either listening to this live or you're going to hear it later, you will be able to have a reference point to say, oh, okay, now I know what they are talking about, and maybe I should take advantage because I need help. Because that's the other part of this is it's a matter of you gotta get to the point where you want the help, you need the help, and you're willing to get the help because you keep losing opportunities because you keep going to auditions and you don't have a headshot. You keep going to auditions and you don't have a resume. You keep going to auditions unprepared, ill-prepared, right? But you want people to pick you. I have somebody right now that I'm not going to include in a movie that I just did an audition for last week because I can't get a phone number from them. I'm not responding back to them anymore through email. They won't give up a phone number. I'm like, you're not Halle Berry. You're not anybody famous, and you don't have any headshots or portfolio or resume or reel. We're still going to have you in the movie, but we can't get in contact with you in a timely manner. So why am I going to put you in the movie and then have us mess up where, hey, the director decides to write you into the movie and give you a speaking part, because this was for an extra role, by the way. It doesn't make any sense, does it? But these are the same people who get mad at other people who get opportunities and hate on them, haterade, hateration, everything Mary J. Blige has ever sung in her life, okay? Simply put, at a certain point, you have to choose to get serious about your dreams and goals. Your pursuits have to be personal because only you can honestly achieve them. When it comes to the entertainment industry, this fact becomes even more apparent because even if you develop a team, only one person can actually be the star. Now, I'm reading this straight from the article that I wrote last night on www.imtnworldwide.com. Make sure you check out the site. In order for people to believe it's worth taking the chance to find out if you are a star, you need to have the tools necessary to compete with the millions that are trying to become models, actors, actresses, musicians, artists, etc. To attend an audition for a modeling opportunity and never have a portfolio is a waste of time. To attend an audition and never have a headshot and resume is a waste of time. To never have a press kit or video, but to continue to submit yourself to perform at venues as an artist and request to be paid is a waste of time. How long will you continue to waste time? And remember, this is not your time you're wasting. You're wasting all the people's times that you have asked to help you get to where you want to go. Get what you need now, not later. What are you truly waiting for? Will you continue to let other people around you get opportunities? Do you feel that they are better than you? If not, if the only difference between you and them is they are always prepared and ready, what is your excuse? Have you ever thought about that before? You can't keep being mad at other people when they're out there getting stuff and they're less talented than you, but they look better than you do. That's just apples and oranges. If you care, you have to start changing things. Industry connections gives you the things you must have to present yourself as a talent, period. You get both the physical and the mental side of the business because both are important. You need the photographs, the headshots, the video, and all that kind of good stuff, but you also need the knowledge, how to conduct business, how to create paperwork. What does an email say actually? That phone call, what are they really talking about? Do you truly want to trust everything to other people? You need to be aware of what is going on around you. Side note, I have a consulting package for those who do have all the things that they should have, but they need the business end. They need the advice. They need the mentorship, whatever you want to call it. I have one package that's $50 up front, one-time fee, and then you pay $10 a month. You get an hour of my time each month. Can't beat that with a stick, okay? For industry connections, however, there is a cost, $500 for young men and women 16 and up. Okay, the specifics, you're getting a three-look photo shoot with a hairstylist and a makeup artist. You're getting a biography written about you. You're getting an article written about you. You get two forms of that article, by the way. You're getting a resume created for you. You're getting a radio interview conducted of you. You get a CD of your shoot, three edited pictures. You get personal consulting time with both myself and Majida of Majida Models and Talent Consulting, up to 6 hours. And you also get us to submit you to an opportunity related to your entertainment pursuit, and we work through that particular submission from start to finish. You get all that for $500. You can add stuff. You can get a website. You can add the wardrobe stylist for, you know, a little extra money or whatnot. But $500 to get all of what I just mentioned is a steal of a deal. $350 would be for kids 10 to 15, okay? Specifics out of that, you get a three-look photo shoot with a stylist because you don't really need hair and makeup for a young'un, I'm just saying. But we make sure that they're cute, okay? One biography written, article written, everything from above is the same. And you also get that one submission to an opportunity related to the entertainment pursuit of that young person. To place a deposit, you email me, chris@imtmworldwide.com, with your name, a recent picture, a number, what you're pursuing. We'll talk, and then you'll eventually get sent an invoice. You pay your deposit, we get started, whatever city that you're in, okay? You can reserve your spot for individual need as well, because when we come to a city, you might not need the pictures and everything like that, but you might need a website by itself. You might need, you might want an article, I should say, and other things I'll be providing. 2016 is still a few months away. Would you rather have people looking at you now or wait until it's too late? Way too many people keep losing opportunities, and it's their fault. No one else's. You can't blame everybody else for your lack of motivation. No one can do it better than you can at a certain point. Again, as I mentioned, you have to be that star. Okay? Nobody can make you do what you don't want to do either. So, again, don't lie to people and say you want to do stuff and then not be motivated enough to finish what you start. It might take you 10 years to do it. Do you see Nicki Minaj being mad because she took 10 years to become Nicki Minaj? No. So quit playing. Same thing with any other person out there who's been doing something for more than a decade, and they are ultimately rich and famous now, right? Again, this is brought to you by Innovative Model and Talent Management, Majida Models and Talent. And with these last 90 seconds, you need to visit www.imtmworldwide.com and www.majidamodelsandtalent.com, and you'll get all that information. Of course, if you hear the show, you'll hear more in the future. So that's what Industry Connections are about. We're going to be going to different cities. We can come to your city. All you got to do is ask us, and we'll come. If you don't have what you need, get what you need now and not later. That being said, that is what Industry Connections, the tour, is all about. Y'all need to be there. Don't know what the first city is either. So that's up to y'all. So hopefully y'all can make that decision and hit us up. This is Chris, IMTM Worldwide Radio. Y'all take care.